Grab your change, because it's time to play. This is Club Sega with I Need Fruit.
welcome to Club Sega. It's your one-stop coin-up spot for all your arcade needs. Oh, that's that was lovely thing. Once again, on the airwaves at Radio Sega. Happy Winterfest, everyone. Thanks for having me back. I've been looking forward to this, to be honest. I've been very busy all week, and this has just been, like, the thing I've had seen on the horizon. So I'm done now for the Christmas holidays, which is fantastic. So welcome. Come on in to the arcade, as Twinny said. The cabinets are very dusty in here because, you know, no one's been playing it. But let me know as well how the levels are and stuff. I can hear myself quite nicely in my headphones, but I don't know if you guys can hear me. So, you know, it's all rusty. I set this up the other day. So let me know if... There you go, perfect. Bed needs to go down. Okay, cool. No, I can't hear anything. All mic up. Sorry, working out the kings here. You know how it is. You know how it is. Radio Sega Winterfest. I hope everyone's having a good time. We've got a great show in store for you. We're keeping you company all the way up till midnight. What's been going on? How's your year been? Let me know. I still sound a bit low. Okay, this is going to be like, this is real dodgy radio right now. I am going to turn the mic up on my, the gain up on my mic. See how that is. Is that any better? Hopefully it is. I could also just get closer to the mic and chat about it. Oh, this is all very professional, isn't it? This is the kind of professionalism you've come to know and love from Club Sega. We've got a great show lined up for you today. We've got some Tunifium tunes, we've got some classic kind of chiptune tunes, we've got a request, and I'm afraid, because I don't really have access to all of the music, so I can't really be taking any requests. Unless you can give me the file, basically. But anyway, let's kick off the show with a classic, of course, Afterburner, Final Takeoff. And let me just sort out myself, and then I'll come back a bit more, better, I reckon. So yes, you're listening to Club Sega. Hey, it's Winterfest. Hey. You're listening to Club Sega right here on Radio Sega.
You're listening to Radio Sega's Winterfest 2018. For our full programming schedule, check out RadioSega.net.
are back. Hello. Let me know how the levels are now. Hopefully I've sorted them out a bit. Hopefully I'm not also just like a massive booming voice like, whoa. What a weird sound. Anyway, we've just played you a block of three there. We played you a really cool Galaxy Force 2. That's the Mickey arranged version of Beyond the Galaxy. We've got Mai Mai, let's just put that up a bit. Space Harrier main theme, and then before that we played you Final Takeoff from, of course, Afterburner. Whew, okay. We're good. We're getting there. Volume is great. Fantastic today. Okay, so I've got a little competition for us to play because it's Winterfest and, you know, like, prizes to be won, you know, all that kind of stuff. So I've come up with a game. I've just realised at this moment I haven't actually come up with a name for the competition. So let's call it... Ooh, what's behind the block thing? Ooh. Okay, so I'm going to put a picture in the Discord. If you're listening and you want to take part in the competition, you're going to have to come over into the Discord to have a look at the pictures I'm posting. It will be of an arcade game. It will be an arcade flyer. And all you have to do is make sure that you can identify what game it is. I have four different versions of the same flyer. Each one I will post will be slightly more revealing, if you know what I mean. So if you don't, then I'm about to post one in the Discord now. So yes, have a little looky. Now, I know there's a stream delay, so I'm gonna have to wait for a minute. And what's behind, yeah. WBTBT, that's perfect, Rick, perfect. I've even forgotten the name right now. So whilst I'm popping that in the Discord, have a look at that, see if you can identify it. If you can, drop me a private message and I'll put you into the raffle. The way it's going to work, it's super complicated, I really should have thought about this before. If you guess it on the first instance, you'll be entered four times. Second instance, you'll be entered three times into the spreadsheet I've got in front of me. Second, and then the one that basically tells you what the game is, you just need to message me, and you still will be in for a chance, but you will have just one cell, as it were. One cell? Yes. Anyway, how's your year been? What kind of games have you guys been playing? Let me know in the Discord. If you want to come over, obviously, and join in, then it's radiose.ga/Discord, if I remember correctly. Everyone's saying it's lewd and it looks like a nipple. It's not a nipple, okay? It's just like, I don't really know. I was about to say, are there any arcade flyers with nipples on? I'm pretty sure, like, well, Golden Axe, I guess. Okay, right, anyway, we're getting way too distracted. So you guys drop me a message and let me know if you know what game flyer that's from. I will play the next block of music now, and I'll drop the flyer in. So we have this flyer, and then we have another one, okay? And you'll go into the magical spreadsheet, and then I'll use the random number generator jobby, which, you know, isn't random or whatever, blah, blah, blah. And when I come back, we'll see who's won the first kind of flyer. I think what we're playing for, if I remember correctly, is an insert coin voucher. You get some cool appeal. Yeah. Mikhail's posting some high scores, so let me know if you've done any kind of high scores in any games this year. There's, you know, I think it's been a really good year actually for indies, and you know, stuff like Dead Cells. I played Hollow Knight this year as well, which was absolutely fantastic. So yeah, that, yeah, there you go. That's my opinion on games of the year. Let's get a groove on, shall we? Let's have a Tunithium block. Block of music coming up right now from a dance rhythm kind of keyboard game. If you don't know what the Tunithium is, you probably do, but it's Japanese only in Club Sega's and, you know, Taito Station, places like that, and yeah, you play the keyboard, essentially, to, it's a bit like Guitar Hero or something like that, but you have a lot more keys, and it's very, very impressive when you see it played at high levels. Thankfully, we don't have to play it at high level, all we need to do is kick back and listen to the tune. So, up now is the name of a song that I actually can't be bothered to pronounce, so, take a look at over at RadioSega.net if you want to see what this thing's called, okay? Alright, yeah, you're listening to Club Sega. A bit of a shaky start, but we're getting there, we were getting there. And you're right here on Radio Sega, and it's Winterfest, ooh!
Listening to Radio Sega's Winterfest 2018. You're listening to Club Sega with I Need Fruit.
Back after that music block right there. Again, please let me know if my levels are right. I feel like I'm flying blind right now. Like, it's so strange to be back it like on my seat, you know, chatting into the mic, hanging out with you guys, and just like, I do feel really rusty. It's really interesting. Like, you get into, when you do a show like on Radio Sega, you get into like this really nice rhythm every week. You kind of just, you know, we all chill out, we chat about games or whatever, most of the time games or food or just general lewdness. But it's so strange to have been away for a while and then come back and be like, oh god, like I can't do any of this anymore. I don't even, like, I'll let you into a little secret, right? I don't even really know how to play the next song in the program I'm using Radio DJ, so I'm having to like stop the track and then play it again. Anyway, there's a bit of the inside workings of this this kind of train wreck that we call a radio show. Anyway, I've got quite a few guesses, correct guesses actually as well, for the what's behind the block thing game, and I just realised 1B. It's a bit mean. Maybe I'll throw in another one, considering we've only got a while. So I'll throw in that one, because I've got another one to do as well, and then we'll get everyone into the database and lewd Lewd. Okay. Focus, man. So I was going to talk about, like, this arcade game that I saw the other day. It's quite interesting. It's called Chaos Jump. You'd have over to weareminority.com/chaosjump. It's a VR arcade game. So you basically have a mat and a VR headset and then a light gun. And you can, basically, like, yeah, shoot enemies. You can make your own avatars in it. I just thought, I found it interesting that, you know, in Japan, the barcade scene is kind of, it's not doing so well. And these kind of interesting, almost like theme park style games are popping up where they're using VR. But the thing that we're linking the Discord earlier on was that there's no, normally for a VR game you'll have staff that sit around to basically help you set up the equipment, whereas this one is literally, they're just hanging from the ceiling, so you can just rock up, whack it on, and then, you know, have a go at it. So yeah, it's interesting. Also, yeah, I quite like the graphics. I think they're quite interesting. But yeah, so that kind of interested me when I was looking at it. Yeah, Mikhail said barcade not doing so well. Yeah, so kind of the smaller cabinets, the kind of cocktail cabinets that you tend to have, they're designed to be like arcade games but portable, so you can roll them into a bar or into a party and stuff. They're not doing too well in Japan. He says barcades are doing decent here in the USA. That's an interesting thing. I wonder if there's a cultural difference there, then, that maybe, maybe in the USA you like, you know, you like your bars with your games, whereas maybe in Japan, like, they prefer them separate or something. You know, I have no clue what I'm talking about, by the way. I'm in no way an expert in cultural differences of arcade game playing countries. That would be a really interesting job, though, wouldn't it? Very interesting. So yes, I've got some messages coming in. We got a guest from TCB, and I will let him know how he's doing with that in a second. Let's have a look. What have we got up next? So the last three tracks I just played you are from the Tunithium. One of them was crazy Vocaloid stuff. I'll be honest with you, I wasn't ready for the level of Vocaloidness in that last track. I listened to it probably like halfway and was like, yeah, this track's good. It kind of, yeah, good tempo, kind of boom 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 bass, love it. Crazy Japanese Vocaloid at the top, alright, fine. But she went crazy at the end there. I was not ready for that. We played you Tunithium tracks that I'm not even gonna attempt to pronounce. So yeah, head over to Radio Sega, have a look at the Tunithium style, the Tunithium area. If you want to request some tracks over there, then do so. Snowy Tech says, arcades are dying, but I guess that VR is going to revive them. VR, yeah, it's a really interesting one, isn't it? I don't know whether communal gaming spaces will ever be as popular as they once were, because it kind of, you know, relied on everyone having to leave the house and meet up somewhere to play, you know, multiplayer competitive kind of Street Fighter or something like that, you know, which arguably, like, I mean, I still like going to like tournaments or meetups for fighting games. I'm a huge fighting game fan, obviously. I'm, you know, into my arcade games, but I don't ever really enjoy playing online fighting games, because, to be honest, I get mad salty and blame lag all the time. So, because it is the lag spot, okay, I would be the best player in the world if it wasn't for lag. You have to understand that. I would be the best. No, of course not. Anyway, let me stop this track and then play it in a real kind of most ghetto way of running a radio station show ever. We've got a request from Electric Boogaloo coming up now from GP Rider. This is Be Over Manual. After that, we've got some Chippy Jews. We're going quite old school with this music block. So, yeah, sit back, relax. You're listening to Club Sega right here on Radio Sega. And it's Winterfest. Woo!
one-stop coin-op spot for all your arcade needs. Welcome to Club Sega.
So wasn't ready for that song to be over, and I enjoyed that music block, and sounds like everyone else did. We're having some really interesting conversations about VR in the Discord. If you want to come and join us, of course, head over to Radio Sega or radiose.ga/discord. Jamie said of all the games he wants to experience in VR, the three at the top of his list are Resident Evil 7, Biohazard, that Star Trek game, which, yeah, I think that's, I know exactly what you mean. And Tetris Effect. Tetris Effect, I completely forgot, but I really, really want to try that out. I mean, to be honest, I just want to try out without VR as well. TCB is making some good points that, you know, VR in its current form is so experimental, and it's not very, I mean, it's not really user-friendly at the moment, and it's so expensive, isn't it? It really is. We're talking about wearing glasses and playing VR. I've heard that you can get your prescription lenses, like, made into VR kind of sets, like the VR lenses, which, you know, I imagine sets you back quite a few pounds or dollars or whatever you use to, you know, exchange goods or money. Let me tell you what we just played you there, because, we had a GP Rider at the top of the block, Be Over Manual. That was a request by Electric Boogaloo. After that, we played SDI, Satellite Attack. And then, to wrap it up, we played you Bright Rays from Space Harrier 3D. So, I hope you enjoyed those. VR. What you gonna do? What you gonna do about VR? Who knows? I think we're still quite some years off. I honestly thought it was going to be a huge fad that would die off, but it's hanging in there. It's not like 3D TVs that, you know, the public just absolutely killed 3D TVs. They were like, this sucks, we don't want this anymore. I was so close to buying a 3D TV. After seeing Avatar the movie, I was like, let's get some tech in here, let's watch, you know, watch 3D movies. I'm so pleased I didn't fork out for it, because they're basically useless now, because they're like, yeah. VR's an interesting one as well, because I always think, like, you've got so many different kinds of VR now. We're talking about, like, Google Cardboard, that's, like, super basic, like, playing Frogger in VR. Kind of really super simple. It doesn't really sell VR to people as well. I've played it, and I've gone, oh, that was cool, I guess. Because people talk about VR, they talk about, well, the first time you try it, you have, like, an experience, like, and you go, oh, I get it now, it kind of makes sense to me. But I've never I'd love to play a racing game or a flight kind of space like Elite or Eve Valkyrie, or whatever it was called. I would very much like to try that. Anyway, incoming picture for the What's Behind the Block thing game. And if you don't get it after this one, then, you know, we might as well just pack it up and go home, because you know what, I will describe this to you, and you can, sorry about that, a bit of a buzz on the mic there. I will describe this to you. Two bikes, one red, one blue, and the actual kind of arcade cabinet thingy at the bottom. Yeah, if you don't get that just from the description alone, then I'm afraid we can't be friends anymore. So, we've had loads of people enter, so thank you very much. We've got one more coming up, but I should probably shut up and play some more music. We're going to have some requests. First one is a classic, and it's also a classic Jamie request, and I don't know how else to introduce this other than if you thought about Jamie, think about like his Desert Island song, what would it be? Well, it'd definitely be a C64 track, wouldn't it? And lo and behold, it is. So, yeah, kick back, relax, maybe put your feet up on some of the dusty arcade cabinets over here, and enjoy The Wilderness from Golden Axe in a minute. Here we go. You're listening to Club Sega right here on Radio Sega's Winterfest.
cold outside. Why not stay in and enjoy some toasty Sega tunes? Special audio content plus prize giveaways to keep you company all weekend long. This is Winterfest 2018, only on Radio Sega.
Apple there from the Genifium. That was a wonderful request from Green Viper there. Absolutely quality request. Is my talk bed like super low, or is it just me? Let me turn that up a bit. There we go. Yeah, so that was Bad Apple on the Genifium, requested by Green Viper, or Viper, the boss man. Coincidentally, Bad Apple is what my Mama Fruit used to call me on Christmas Day when I'd go down in the morning and I'd be like, "Oh, Mother Fruit, have I any presents today?" And she'd say, "No, you're a nasty bad apple." Anyway, that's enough about my family Christmases. None of that's true. Okay, just as a disclaimer, I am going to drop in a new round now of the "Oh, what's behind this block" thing game. This is the final one, so hopefully you guys can have a little guess about that. What else did we play in that music box? It wasn't just one bad apple track, was it? It was, of course, Winning Run from Super Hang-On. Absolutely fantastic, Super Hang-On. And at the start of the block, it was Jamie's kind of Desert Island C64 track, Wilderness, from John Tell there, which is absolutely fantastic. June loved the Sid Chip so much. Coincidentally, I'm doing like an electronic engineering course at university at the moment, and I've just brought a couple of sound chips myself, so I will play around with them and have a little kind of look. I've got a YM 2612, which I'm sure for you aficionados out there will know that's the Mega Drive sound chip, as well as the upgraded one in the Model 1. I forget the actual name of that now, but the Model 1 had, or Model 2, sorry, had a similar but a bit more of a beefier sound chip. So, you know, I haven't got a musical bone in my body, but maybe I can send some electrons through that chip and make some raspy fun noises at some point in my life. That's always the dream, at least. We're just having a nice little chat in the Discord. We're just chatting about what my dizzying times when I was at Hull University, and just chatting about, Super's LED 2, or Super Sled, should I say. LED, I've got electronics on the brain. Super Sled 2 said that his wife has many languages under her belt. She's been learning languages and she's a teacher. So yeah, come and join us in the Discord. We're a nice bunch. Anyway, there's a new flyer for you to try and guess, at least. I'm just checking the time. I think we're doing all right. We've got 20 minutes left until we have to wrap this bad boy up. So let's play some more tracks and have some more chats, shall we? Let's have a look. Oh my goodness, what a track up next. Okay, I need to focus and get this transition good. So we're just talking about LEDs, electronics. Well, you need one fit. This is such a good segue. I'm so proud of myself. Okay. So you need one thing to make those electronic components run. Do you know what that is? We need power. That's right. Get me some power. This is Get Me Power from Initial T Arcade Stage. That segue was so much better in my mind, honestly. Anyway, this is a tune. Please enjoy this. You're listening to Club Sega on Radio Sega. Do it, baby! We'll be right back. I love that track so much. Yeah. Last wave is for when you get arrested. It says, I almost called you Super LED again. Super Sled 2 and Mikael are having some really interesting conversations about cars, all manner of cars, especially. See, I know nothing about this, so I'm literally just reading and learning. I'm like, oh, interesting, like Group B. Yeah, Group B style cars. I'm sorry, my dad's phone. We have started a new round of what's behind those weird blocky debris Watsy. So I'm dropping another one in the chat now because it's almost time to close the arcade up. Yeah, we've got another music block and then I've got one last track to play, which will take us a bit over, but apparently that's okay. I won't go over too long just to try and keep the kind of schedule. But thank you so much for having me on Winterfest. It's always a pleasure coming back to the Radio Sega community, my favourite community on the internet. And it's always great to play some tunes and have a chat about stuff. Now, Rix came up with the hashtag, which I love, the WBTBT80. What's behind the block thing? Yeah, so that's the name of the, that's the official name. It's got a hashtag, so that's the official name of the game. So if you want to join in this last round before we announce the winners at the end of this music block, head over into Discord and let me know if you know what's going on in that. I've got one more, and it will still get you one entry into the raffle. Rick's done pretty well. He's got four on both ones, so that's quite impressive. So yeah, he'll be the guy to beat. If luck's on his side, then he's got the best odds, really. Other than that, what am I doing? I'm doing a radio show. Okay, what do I have to do? Oh yeah, that's right. We just played you some music there. We played you the awesome Eurobeat, Get Me Power. I was singing along, and then I realised that my mic might have still been up, so hopefully you didn't hear me sing, because, yeah. After that, the awesome SST band playing Like the Wind, arranged version. And then, to finish off that music back, we had the chilled out and awesome Last Wave. So, almost done for the evening. Thank you again for so much for having me. I'm going to play a quick music block now. It's a Virtua music block, meaning we've got some Virtua Cop, we've got some Virtua Fighter, and we've got some Virtua Racing. I love that replay, Virtua Racing Deluxe. It's just, it's a really cool track, that. So I might, considering the Virtua Cop track is 5 minutes long, I might kill that a bit earlier than intended. But, yes, okay. I don't really know what I'm telling you. That's really something for me to bear in mind in my own. Oh dear, I've just got a quote here. I'm doing a radio show. I do just talk rubbish up here, don't I? Thank you so much for putting up with me and how rusty I am and all my equipment that, you know, I had to dig my equipment out. I talk about the fictional arcade being dusty. My actual mixer and stuff was dusty, so I guess there's that. Do stick around for Winterfest. I'll go through who we've got coming up in after me and the following days to come. But for now, let's enjoy our last music block, shall we? So we're going to kick things off with a track from Virtua Cop Arcade, of course, Gang Headquarters. Enjoy, you're listening to Club Sega right here on Radio Sega. back on air. Hello. Hello, everyone. Welcome back. Oh, my goodness. Just setting up the spreadsheet there. So I've got everyone's names all nicely in a row, and I'll just set up a random number generator in a second. So that was your music block, your virtual music block there. We played you right at the top of that, the Virtual Cop. Gang Headquarters. After that, Virtual Fighter, Aura, Sarah Bryant, classic. I love Virtual Fighter, such a good game. Virtual Fighter 5 especially. Snowy Ticks, just in the nick of time, he's already on there. Yeah, no, you're all good, man, you've already been entered. That was a block of music there. I'm going to head over now to my... Excuse the keyboard typing. Here we go. So, if I was more prepared, I'd have a drum roll or something. Should I just try and do one with my mouth? Okay. Okay, so, hit the random number generator. Boom. Oh. Does that sound like a drum? It just sounds like a fart, doesn't it? Okay, and the winner is... It's Rick with his impressive 8 out of 8. Rick won the insert coin clothing jobby. So congratulations to you. Well done for your guesses and your research, no doubt. Very well played. And thanks for having me on Radio Sega. This has been Club Sega. Now, I'm not going to go just yet. I've got one last track to play you, and also I need to just run you through the schedule. So after me right now, you're going to be listening to Chaos Control Center with CD-ROM. And then after that, we've got Last Call. And then after that, we've got RSN Live with Voice. On Saturday, we're starting at 2 p.m. GMT, so that's going to be a decent day of Winterfest goodness there, Saturday, and I will be dropping in whenever I can. And Sunday we start at 1 p.m. so tomorrow we're carrying on through. Did Rick already win something? Oh, amazing. Well, it's going well. He wants to roll again. Okay, I will I'll roll again if that's what you want, mate. Let's have a look. Random number generator. Do I need to do my drum roll again? Oh, it's Snowy Tech who has won it, which is very funny because he said, "Nah, take it, Rick." So I don't know if you've changed your mind about that now, Snowy Tech. Whether you want Rick's prize or not, you guys sort it out between you. But congratulations to everyone who entered. Well played to everyone. There's it was an all right game for one that I kind of made up. And also Snowy Texas won. dear, should I roll again? Do you want to just give it to someone? Seven's Rick again. Oh my goodness. 11. Mikhail. So we can give it to Mikhail if everyone's happy with that. Or, you know what, I'm just going to keep it. No, it's mine now. You guys are way too generous. You guys are embodying the Christmas spirit way too much. So, it's mine. Thank you. So, here's the order, okay, just to make it official. It's Rick's. If Rick doesn't want it, it's Snowy Tex. And if he doesn't want it, it's Mikhail's, okay? That's the order that insert coin voucher can be handed down at, okay? So let me know. Yeah, Rick has won. He did win. He answered the most correct. So if he wants that, of course, it belongs to him. So we'll hand that one over. Anyway, sorry, I've gone off on one. If you want to have a look at the schedule, see what's on and when, you can always head over to RadioSega.net. It's on the front page there, or you can just put, you know, Google Radio Sega, you know, Winterfest, or you can do the OP strategy and just have it on constantly, and then you'll never have to, you never have to check what's on, because it will always be on. How's that for a sales pitch? Boom. I don't know very much about this, so it's going to be a really bad plug, but we do have Radio Sega merch available as well. So head over to the website for that, I guess. I should have probably checked that, but yeah. Anyway, it's been so much fun. Thanks for having me back on the air. Thanks for coming into Club Sega and enjoying all of the arcade goodness. I am going to leave you guys with one last track. Very special track. One that I play every single time I think I do a special, because it's like one of my favourite remixes, one of my favourite tracks by one of my favourite remixers. So kick back and enjoy this, because this is On Wings of Steel, of course, by Sixto Sounds. Absolutely quality track here. Thanks for having me. You've been awesome. Carry on enjoying Winterfest, and I will see you next time. Take it easy. We'll be right back.
Want to listen to this show again?
Download the podcast that will be available shortly on RadioSega.net and the iTunes Store, or stream it on Stitcher.